Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Pay the price so you can start paying the price for anything. First, you have to pay the price for yourself to change your life, to learn something new, to put yourself in a better situation. You have to pay the price. Because you are the one that has to do the work. You are the one that has to grow. You are the one that has to focus. Because if it doesn't come from you, who will it come from? You see, when you pay the price, not only are you saying, I'm committed to this thing. What you're saying is that I'm willing to pay the price to do the work. And it's doing the work that's so overwhelming that paying the price becomes so frustrating, because how do you know that the price that you are going to pay, you are going to get something in return? You are going to be able to hold something as you pay for the price to pay. You see, when you pay for the price to pay, not only are you paying for the opportunity, you're pushing yourself, you're encouraging yourself, and you are motivating yourself. And when you start paying the price, eventually, it will start to show that you're doing the right thing. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about personal development, because to develop personally, you have to be willing to pay the price. And if this is your first time here, make sure you like the video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and engage with the in the conversation that inspires you the most, because in order to pay the price, many times you just have to be willing to see the price that you have to pay. So let me go ahead and write that on the board right now, is that you have to be willing to pay the price. Pay the price. Pay the price. Life shows you that as you are going along your journey, you're going to have some bumps and curves. You're going to have some days where it's hard to get up out the bed. Some moments when it's stressful. Some days when it doesn't seem like it's working. But as you push yourself, you start to make it work, because you're constantly showing up. This morning, I didn't feel like really getting up out the bed, because I felt exhausted. I felt tired. I felt overwhelmed. So I slept in for a little bit longer. And I slept in for 17 minutes longer than I normally sleep in. And when I slept in, I still didn't feel good. But see, when I was willing to pay the price, I was willing to pay the price to get up. To get up early, and as I'm getting up early, I have to really learn how to show up every single day. Even when I don't feel like it, even when I don't have the energy, even when I don't have the strength, I have to show up because I have to pay the price. And many times in life, is the paying the price is not just about money. It can be about time. It can be about energy. And of course, it can be about money. But when you're paying the price for something, you're getting better. You see, a half a decade ago, I picked up the camera and recorded my first video, because I believed in myself, and I was willing to learn something new, and I was willing to push myself. I was willing to figure this thing out. You see, as I start to figure this thing out, I start to learn more about who I am, who I'm becoming, and the importance behind self-development. You see, when you develop within yourself, you're growing, you're learning, you're improving. What stops a lot of people is that they're not growing, improving, and developing within themselves. It was challenging for me to even get up and really commit to the process because the process was so overwhelming, it was so stressful. Because I had no roadmap, I had no plan to follow, I had no blueprint. But just like a foundation in real estate, just like the foundation and when you're building a home, you have to have a blueprint to follow. You see, it shows, it pays off when you pay the price because you have to be willing to learn something new. In order to learn something new, you have to get around new. You have to see new and you have to learn what new looks like to you. You see, when I joined the Marine Corps when I was 19 years old, I joined the Marine Corps because I wanted to see something different. I wanted to see something new. And when I got there, it was different. It was absolutely different. And it was different because it was something I wasn't used to. It was different because it was something that I didn't really grow up watching. It was different because I didn't really pay attention to it. When I got there, I recognized how different it is. It's not different in a bad way. What's different about it is that, I left my hometown. And when I left my hometown, when I joined the Marine Corps, I had to learn more about myself. You see, it matters. It matters. See, when you pay the price, first you have to recognize what you are paying. You have to identify what you are paying. Identify the payment. Identify the payment. No question mark. Identify the payment. And that's so critical, so important, so vital. I remember when I stayed in San Diego, California, when I was stationed in Camp Pendleton. When I stayed in San Diego, California, I stayed there, and gas at the time was like maybe $6.20-something during COVID. And I remember looking at this price, and I'm looking at this price like, this is outrageous. I'm used to paying, I was in California, probably $3 to $4. But for some reason during COVID, it spiked up to $6. But I saw the price and I paid it because I needed some gas. It's just seeing the price to know that you are paying for something expensive. You are paying for your time. You are paying for your energy. Because even though the world is shutting down, your world has to open when you find yourself. You see, as life is coming at you, it's coming at you because you're developing even more. When you develop even more, you have to develop because you have to figure out who you would like to become, who you would like to be, who you would like to dream of. And I know I say dream of because many times in life, we have to dream of the person that we are not at. We have to dream of the person that we are not yet in order to know that we can become this person. I remember growing up watching this show. It was called The Fairly Odd Parents. And this show was very good. It's very good. Very great. And this guy named Timmy Turner, he was a little kid. He was 11 years old. He had Fairly Odd Parents. And whatever wish he made, the Fairly Odd Parents will make it. Whatever wish he made, they will make it because the Fairly Odd Parents was attached to Timmy Turner. And so when Timmy Turner made his first wish, he said, I wish I can have this thing. I wish I can have. Every wish started with, I wish I can. I wish I can. I wish I can. You see, when I start wishing for my step, I start becoming the can. You see, many times in life, we just constantly wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing. But how many times do you need to wish to know that you can become more than you can ever imagine? You see, with myself, I was wishing so much. Nothing was coming from this. Nothing was changing. Nothing was improving. But I was wishing that I would be better. I was wishing I would be different. I was wishing that I would be more. And I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know what different looked like. And so I left my hometown, which was Little Rock, Arkansas. When I left Little Rock, Arkansas, I learned more about myself. So rather than me wishing to be different, I change to become different. You see, when you're personally developing within yourself, it's like a journey that you have to go through. It's like an experience that you have to witness, because you have to be the one to overcome it. You have to be the one that recognizes the challenge. You have to be the one that pushed through. And it's pushing through that makes it so challenging. It's pushing through that makes it so difficult. Because how do you push through when you don't know what you're pushing through? See, you're pushing through the things, the information, the knowledge that you don't fully understand. Life is going to show you that as you are preparing, you are creating moments for yourself that will prepare you even more. And when you prepare even more, not only are you preparing, you're positioning yourself differently. Rather than saying, I wish to be different, why not just be different? Rather than saying, I wish to have more, why not just create more? Rather than saying, I wish I can be somebody, why not just be somebody? You see, one thing, one person that I look up to is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I look up to him because he became somebody. He became somebody. And in the video of What's Your Life's Blueprint, he said you got to be your own somebodyness. Many times in life, you have to be your own somebodyness to know that you can be somebody. So as I'm looking up to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and I'm learning from him, and I'm reading his speeches, watching his speeches and listening to him, he has a sense of authority that he's delivering. He has a sense of a belief that he's sharing. He has a sense of, if I can do it, you can do it as well. You see, I didn't recognize it was belief I was getting attached to. Because I saw something in him that I can do. I saw something in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that he was doing that I can have a go at. Not only have a go at, but be the best that I can be, because I want to be my own somebodyness. So I want to be my own somebodyness. In order to be your own somebodyness, you have to identify the payment. There's a price to pay. Every time you go into the gas station, there's a price to pay. Every time you go into the grocery store, there's a price to pay. Every time you get into your car and go from point A to point B, what you are paying is different every single time, because what you are paying for is different. And when I start to really pay attention to what I was paying and how I was going about paying and buying it, I became aware that sometimes I might not need a lot of things because the prices is outrageous. I remember going to a store called Dollar General. And I go into this store, and I'm looking at the prices, and the price is not a dollar. I said, oh, I'm at the wrong store. I said, yeah, let me go to the Dollar Tree, because everything there should be a dollar. So I end up going to the Dollar Tree, because everything was a dollar. And as I'm looking at everything came out to be like $1.23. So is it really a dollar that I'm paying? Or is the paying, I'm paying a dollar plus taxes. You see, what I recognized during that time is that even if you go to a different area, even if you go to a different space, even if you go to a different location, you still have to pay the price. Because the price changes when the person is different. When I started learning about myself, I said, oh, I'm different. Just like 2 Chainz say, I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. But what makes you different? I kept asking myself, like, what makes me different? What makes me special? What makes me good? What makes me great? Because I was becoming my own somebodyness. You see, when you identify the payment is just saying you have to pay for something. You have to pay the price to get this something. I had to buy this water to get this water because I had to pay the price for the water. I had to pay to get this marker. And as I'm paying to get this marker, I had to pay the price to be able to write on this board. You see, the board might have been free, but I had to go get some writing utensils for it. You see, you pay the price differently depending on where you are at. When you develop personally, you're paying the price for yourself so you can be better. I was paying the price for myself so I can be better, so I can learn what better looks like. Now, I'm not saying I'm better than the next person. What I am saying is I'm better than the person that I was a half a decade ago. I don't want to compare myself. I want to challenge myself. See, when I started to learn how to challenge myself, I became more aware of the process. I became more aware of the work. And I didn't even pay attention to the price. Because I wasn't going to let the price tag stop me from paying it. What I've learned is that when you go along your process, when you go along your journey, there's going to be a time where you're going to have to pay the price, where you're going to have to keep paying the price, where you're going to have to pay the price more than you want to. Then you start to recognize that you're getting better just a little bit. You're improving more than you can ever imagine, because as you're improving, you identify the payment. You see, the payment only comes when you are able to swipe a card. The payment only comes when you are able to give cash. I remember I went to the gas station one time, and I had a cup full of change. And see, I took the change. I had 2 quarters, 5 dimes, and 3 pennies. But I had the change in my pocket. And so I got something that was like $1.10. So I gave him the change that I had because I was willing to pay the price for them chips. I wanted them chips, so I needed to pay the price for it. And rather than me paying with a credit card than cash, I had change. You see, sometimes in life, to pay the price, you have to change yourself. You see, the reason why that's so important, because when you are changing yourself, you're developing yourself. Life shows you that when you pay the price, you're not paying the price just for today. You're paying the price for the rest of your life. It gets shown differently on how you would like to pay the price. I remember when we was younger, I remember going to the grocery store. And every time my mama went in the store, my mom, who was a single mom raising 3 boys by herself, every time we went into this one grocery store that was like right around the corner, it probably took us 4 minutes to get there. Every time we went into this store, they saw 3 boys with a single mom walking to the store. And as we're walking into the store, we get our groceries, our drinks, our fruit that we was getting in the grocery store, when we go to checkout and it's time for us to check out, they say, "Do y'all want some Laffy Taffy?" We kids, absolutely, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, thank you. Yes, sir, thank you. And my favorite Laffy Taffy was banana. And it's funny because I don't even eat bananas. But I eat the taste of it. But I don't eat the actual bananas, because the actual bananas is disgusting. But when we went in the store, I'm thinking the candy is free. But my mama had to pay the price for the groceries for us to get this Laffy Taffy. For us to get this candy, my mama had to pay the price. You see, someone is going to pay the price. Many times, it's not you paying the price. And when I learned, while being in the store, while getting the candy for free, while being a kid and enjoying this sweet, I didn't recognize how much my mama had to pay the price. How much the price was that my mama had to pay. I just knew my mama took care of the groceries. And we got free candy. See, what seems free, let me put that down right quick. What seems free always has a payment attached to it. I was watching this one video and they mentioned, it was like, don't ever think anything is for free. Because if you always think it's something for free, you just missed the lesson. I said, what you mean? That was nicely put, but what lesson am I looking for? Excuse me, that said free isn't always good. Because someone is paying for you to be here. You might not have to pay, excuse me, but that don't mean the next person didn't have to pay. Someone had to pay. You see, when you identify the payment, you recognize who's making it. I remember I got my first credit card at the age of 15. I got my first credit card and I had a balance limit of $500. I'm like, okay, I ain't gonna really spend it because I don't really fully understand credit like that. I don't really want to like spend it like that. So I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't educated on it, but I didn't really spend that much. I spent like maybe $40, and that was only for gas. And when I spent the $40, and I got some gas, and I filled my tank up for 2 weeks, I got some gas, filled the tank up, but that following week I had to pay the car off. In some way, you are paying the price. I just didn't recognize how much I was paying the price, or how much the price was that I was paying. I just was paying the $40 off every month. You see, what I've learned about this is that when you're growing and developing within yourself, you have to personally develop to say that, okay, I'm here at this place, but where do I want to go? Where do I want to go, and what's possible for me? Well, see, you first have to understand that whatever you put your mind to, it's possible for you to accomplish. It's possible for you to achieve. It's possible for you to accomplish. And what stops a lot of people is that we constantly wish. I wish I can be different. I wish I can have more. I wish I can have success. And many times it's the doing that stops a lot of people, because you have to do what you are wishing upon. And when I start to really understand it, I'm like, oh, that's a different perspective. That's a different way to look at it. Because you have to identify what you are paying. The payment is always there. Every time I go to the store and I get mangoes and we get fruit and we get onions and we get groceries, I'm looking at the price. Because someone has to pay the price. You see, when I start to really fully understand, I'm like, okay, so what does this actually mean? How can I start applying this to myself? I have to change how I looked at myself. I have to change what I thought about myself. I have to remove the negative thoughts and replace the negative thoughts with something positive for once. Because as I learned the positivity aspect of doing, wishing was no longer a thought. Because eventually you will have to grow up. In the show Fairly Odd Parents, Timmy Turner, he needed to grow up. And it was one day that Timmy Turner made a wish where he can stay a kid for the rest of his life. And eventually the Fairly Odd Parents start paying attention to it, like, there's no way you're still 10. There's no way you're still this age. How are you still this age? And one day, he got caught. And when he got caught, they asked him, so how are you still this age? How are we still your Fairly Odd Parents? How are we still here? And he confessed up and say, one day, I made a wish where I could stay a kid forever. And I also made a wish where you forgot about the wish. So not only did I make the first wish and I got my wish, I made another wish so you can forget what you just granted. When you pay the price, you don't just forget what you just spent your money on. When you pay the price, you really pay attention to what you just purchased. Many times in life, we try to wish our trauma away. We try to wish our pain away. But when you go through pain and you experience a tough time, the tough moments is who make you. It's what makes you. The tough moments is what makes you, because you have to understand, if you don't go through nothing, how do you grow through something? You can't always be a kid like Timmy Turner. You can't always get your wish, but you can always pay the price. You see, when I start really paying attention to life and I really start paying attention to what I'm doing today, I've had to learn that life is going to give you what you are working for if you're willing to pay the price. If you're willing to pay the price, the payment would always be right in front of you. Because many times in life, we're afraid to pay the payment because the payment seems like it's too much. I remember when I got my Nissan Altima, and I had a 2013 BMW before the Nissan Altima. And so when I had the 2013 Nissan Altima, I'm like, okay, this BMW is a nice car. I like this car. It drives smooth. I like the lights in it. I'm gliding. I feel like I'm on a spaceship, and I ain't never been on a spaceship. But I feel the car like the car is really good. And as I'm driving the car, I tend to have problems with this car. So one day, the engine light came on. So as I'm driving the car, I'm like, oh, the engine light came on. Let me take it to the shop. And so I take it to the shop, and he fixed whatever he fixed in it. So I got back in the car, and the lights was off. The engine light was off. And so as I continue to drive it for the next following weeks, I get another engine light on. And I said, okay, maybe I got to go back to the mechanic so he can fix it again. So I go back to the mechanic and spend additional money and pay an additional fee. And when I dropped the car off, he started working on the car. I'm like, all right, cool. I bet. Appreciate it. I don't know what to ask at this time. I just see a problem and I take it to somebody that supposedly know how to fix it. So then he finished the second time, and I get the car back and I start driving again. A couple days later, the engine light came back on. And I said, man, what is going on? I just took this car to the shop and like three times from now. But there's still a problem. And I'm like, wait, what is he doing? Is he breaking my engine? Is he not fixing my engine? What is he doing? And I didn't recognize that the car was just, the 2013 BMW, it just needed a repair. But I was taking it to the wrong location. You see, when I had this car and I was taken to the wrong location, I was taken to the wrong location because the type of car that it was, I couldn't just take it to everybody. I had to take it to a professional that worked on this type of car. You see, when you are willing to pay the price, you have to go to the right person so they can teach you what you're looking for. And so as I'm looking for the answer and I'm constantly getting problems with this car, one day I'm like, hey man, what you doing to my car, man? It's supposed to be fixed, but it's not fixed. And he proceeds to say, man, I'm just trying to fix it. I'm trying my best. So then I'm like, hey man, your best ain't good enough because I got to keep paying you money and got to keep bringing this car to you. This 2013 BMW was a good car until it wasn't a good car. You see, when you have to pay the price seem like it's too much until you have to pay the price. And I was willing to pay the price. I was willing to get the car fixed. But just because I'm willing to get the car fixed and I wanted to pay the price doesn't mean I'm paying the right person. What it does mean is that I have to be open to different payments, to different options. And what this does is that it gives me an idea of what not to look for. Because I had to take the 2013 BMW to the shop multiple different times, multiple different occasions. And it was at a point where I'm like, man, forget this car. I'm about to turn this car in. I'm about to change this car and get another one. But this time, I ain't getting no foreign car. I ain't getting no Ford car. I'm just going to get a car that's going to get me from point A to point B. And so I go to the dealership. It was a small private dealership. And as I'm going to this dealership, I say, hey, man, listen. I don't want no foreign car. I don't want no car that already has problems. I just want a car that's good. I just need a car that can get me from point A to point B. And the dealer was like, okay, my friend, I got you. And he take me to a Nissan Altima. So when I got in this car, it was a 2016 Nissan Altima. When I got inside of this car, I said, ooh, this is nice. But it's not like the 2013 BMW. The interior was different than the interior on a BMW. But what it did have, what was better about it was that it wasn't in a shop. You see, when you identify the payment, sometimes you have to go to a different source to pay the right amount to get something great. I went to a different place and got another car because I changed the way I looked at it. And when I looked at it, I understood, like, yeah, it's time to get another one. Because this car ain't getting fixed. This car ain't getting fixed. So why not I just change myself? And so that's what I started to do. I identified the payment. I identified the problem. I identified who can solve it. And so when I went to the first person and paid the payment and paid the fee, I got the car back and it had problems. I got the car back again, it had more problems. I got the car back again, it had even more problems. So it wasn't the fact I was afraid to pay the price, I was paying the price to the wrong person. Because when I took the 2013 BMW to actual BMW car dealership, they fixed it. But they fixed it for like $3,000. I said, man, why would I ever get this car again? But when I paid it and it got out the shop, I automatically took it to go get a Nissan Altima. Because I was changing myself. You see, that's the next point I want to hit on. Is that when you identify the payment, sometimes you have to change the way you pay. Two, change the way you pay. And if y'all aren't watching this right now, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Let me know in the comments what is your biggest takeaway so far from paying the price. When you change the way you pay, you have to change the way you think about yourself. You have to change what you think about yourself. And you have to change how you think about yourself. I remember growing up in a single-parent household, being raised by a single mom, raising three boys by herself. And as I'm being raised by a single mom who's raising three boys by herself, I'm learning how to survive. I'm learning how to be a good person. I'm learning how to be responsible. I'm just learning because I'm a kid, and my mama is teaching us the right way. She's raising us the right way. And there's a Bible scripture, Proverbs 22:6, that say, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he get older, he will not depart from you. That was the first scripture that I ever remembered. It was like in my mind, I'm like, this is a good scripture. And I held on to it. And what I've learned is that when you are raised a certain type of way, how you were raised, you will always hold on to. I was raised by a single mom who raised three boys by herself. And she did a phenomenal job raising three boys by herself. But for me to become a man, I have to learn from a man. And so I remember going to this program called the OK program. And it was a program full of men, full of police officers. And as I'm there in this program, I'm seeing men. I'm learning from men. We're in this program, and now we're learning about different aspects of life. And so when I had to change the way the payment was, and when I had to change the way I was paying, I had to change my environment. My mom, who was a single mom, she did a phenomenal job raising three boys to young men. But for young men to be men, young men has to learn from men. And so when I was in the program, I'm seeing how the men are conducting themselves. But I only get to see it once every week. I'm only able to see it once every week. One time every week. I'm able to see it one time every week. That's what it's called. And I'm able to see it, but I only get a glimpse of it because I can't see it every single day. And so when I start to really like develop myself, learn more about myself, join the Marine Corps, leave hometown, I start to learn how to be a man. You see, the way I had to change the way I was paying because I had to change my environment. You see, the program was good because it had examples for us to follow. But it was only so limited because the examples was only for once a week. And so when I really start to pay attention, like, who am I? Who do I want to become? Who can I become? Who will I like to become? And so I'm learning. I'm asking different questions. And I'm going to different men. And I'm going around to ask different men different questions about life, about surviving, about providing, about just being a man. Because I need to learn how to be a man. I don't need to learn how to be a young man. I need to learn how to be a man. And so I remember this one time when we was in boot camp. And when I was in Marine Corps boot camp, it was this one kid who was an extreme mama's boy. I thought I was an extreme mama's boy. Nah, this young man ain't had nothing on me. He was a mama's boy to the T. Let me tell you why. Because he didn't have respect for authority. Or he didn't have respect for men. Put it like that, right? And so one time he was talking back to the people that was over us. It's called drill instructors. So the people that was over us is called drill instructors. So he's speaking back to the drill instructors. And they like, oh, we got a mama's boy in here. We got a mama's boy in here. And fast forward to so I don't know what happened because I wasn't out there. But they took him outside and it was doing boot camp training. And when he came back inside, he was a different person. He was a different person. And he was a different person because he learned the importance of respecting a man. He learned the importance of changing his ways. Because a man demands a young man to be a man. In order for a young man to be a young man has to learn from a man. You see, when I start to really pay attention to the information, to the knowledge, to the skills, I've learned that life is going to give you what you are looking for. But you have to be willing to pay the price. You have to be willing to put time into it. You have to be willing to figure it out. And I've been figuring it out for my whole life. You see, what happens is that some people don't want to accept the challenge to know that they can be different. But when you pay the price, you're becoming different. You see, when you change what you pay, when you change the way you pay, not only are you changing your form of payment, now rather than paying change, you can pay a credit card, you can pay cash, you have different forms of payments. You have to be a different form of person to know that you can accomplish your goals. When you pay the price, you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to show up and learn that you can do it if you are committed to it. If you are committed to the process is going to show you that you are doing something right. And what happens is that many times people are not willing to pay the price. People are not willing to pay the price because the price is too much. The price is so overwhelming. The price is not something that I support. When I was in California, because my duty station was there. But I remember going to see my twin brother when he was staying in San Diego. And I drove down there to see him. And as I'm driving down there, maybe it was like 3:00 in the afternoon. We had the day off. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go see my brother. I'm gonna go see my twin brother. And so he ended up having the same day off, and I'm driving down there. At this time, I had a 2009 Chrysler 300. So I'm driving down there to go see my twin brother to spend some time with him. So when I get to my twin brother's place, we laughing, we talking, we enjoying each other. We enjoying each other's space. We enjoy each other as siblings. And so when it's time for me to leave, I say, all right, man, bro, I'll see you later, man. I'll let you know when I make it. At this time, it's probably 8:30, 9:00 in the evening. It was probably 8:30, 9:00 in the evening. So as I get in my car, start the car, everything seemed okay. The car turned on. I had the lights on. I had the music playing. And I start to drive. You see, now that I start to drive and I got in the car, I'm driving an hour, like I'm an hour away from where I was at. And so as I'm driving, I get to a point where I'm like 35, 40 minutes away from my twin brother. And as I'm driving, my car start acting up. My car start flickering lights. It was losing speed. And I had to pull over to the side and just cut my car off. You see, when I cut the car off this time, the car didn't come back on. I said, oh, I was almost there. I was almost back home. I was almost there. As I was growing up, I used to hear the saying that almost doesn't count. Either you do or you don't, but almost doesn't count. And so when my car goes dead, I'm trying to start it. I'm giving it some gas, but the car isn't coming on. I'm giving it a turn. But the car isn't turning on. I'm trying to start the car, but the car just won't stop. So I call my twin brother. I say, hey, man, my car just went dead. He said, man, what you mean? I said, my car won't start. At this time, he was about to go to duty. Like, he had a 24-hour watch the following day. So I'm like, dang, bro. Like, I want you to come, but you got duty. There ain't no need to come. I'll be all right. I'll let you know when I get home. And so as I'm waiting there, my car is off. I'm in Southern California. It's getting cold. It's probably around like December or January around that time. The weather is changing. It's dark. It's cold. I'm freezing. And so as I'm in the car, I put my arms in my shirt. Like, I put my arms in my shirt. And I hold my arms so I can warm myself up. And as I'm warming myself up, waiting for the tow truck to come, the tow truck never came, so I'm there falling asleep. You see, as I'm falling asleep and I doze off, I see a light flashing in my car. You see, when you change the way you pay, there's going to be a sign that flashes in your car. Because as it's flashing in your car, it can be help. It can be assistance. It can be a new direction. And so as I'm in the car freezing and I dozed off in my sleep, I see a bright light come into the car. And I'm like, who is this? And it can only be one person or one type of person. And it was a police officer. And it was two police officers. And so when they approached me, they asked me, they knocked on the door. I opened the door. I said, how you doing, officer? He said, I'm good. What's wrong? I said, my battery just died and I can't start it. He said, okay, no problem at all. He said, is everything okay? Have you been drinking? I said, no, officer, I have not. I just fell asleep because my car went dead. He said, okay, no problem at all. Let's see if we can jump it. So he go in the car, grabbed the jumper cables, and he put the jumper cables on his car and then my car, and he tried to jump it, and the car wasn't jumping. The car wasn't starting. The car wasn't moving, but the officer tried. He said, yeah, man, it don't seem like your car is going to start. You see, when you change the way you pay, when you change the way you pay, not only are you changing the way, you have to evolve into a different person. Yeah, who you were 5 minutes ago, a year ago, 4 years ago, you can't be that same person because you have to change. You see, when my car went dead, I had to change myself. And so the officer proceeds to say, he say, yeah, your car is not starting, so what would you like for us to do? I said, I called the tow truck. They said it was going to be here within like 30 minutes. It's been an hour. I don't think they coming. He said, no problem. I can just call my tow truck. And so he called. He got on the walkie. He said, I need a tow truck here. And when the tow truck came, he came in 25 minutes. You see, when you change the way you pay, you're changing yourself. Because not only are you changing what you pay, you have to change the way you think. You have to change your environment. And sometimes the signs come when you least expect it. You see, my sign came when I was cold and fast asleep. But what I learned is that you get signs when you least expect it. You see, to pay the price, you have to be willing to pay the payment regardless of how much it is. Give the time regardless of how much time you're giving. Give the effort regardless of the amount of effort that you have to give. Because life is going to show you that you can grow, you can develop, you can even become what you would like to become. But you have to change first before you develop personally. You have to change first before you develop personally. When I start learning about business, they say you got to separate the personal and the business aspect, because when you take things personal, you stop thinking with your mind. When you take things to the heart, you start to feel your heart be broken, because now you're taking everything to the heart. And what I've learned during this time, what I recognize during this moment, is that when you change the way you pay, you change the way you pay attention. I said, ooh, that's deep. I said, ooh, that's deep. See, it was deep because it gave me a different perspective. It was deep because I had to learn more about myself. It was deep because I had to identify more about myself. Because you can't be the same person that you were a half a decade ago and achieve the success that you're looking for. You have to become different. You have to become different. I remember when I was younger, and my mama, she got me, my twin brother, my older brother, a car that we was driving. And we was driving, I think it was at that time, it was a Monte Carlo. If it wasn't a Monte Carlo, it was like an old school Chrysler or something like that. Not a Chrysler, but sedan. Oh, I can't remember the car. Let's just say Monte Carlo. So we had the Monte Carlo. And at the time, I was probably 14 or 15. And my older brother was probably 16 or 17. My older brother is 2 years older than me. Well, older than me and my twin. And so one day, we was in the car. And as we was in the car, he's playing music. Like, if you don't have siblings, the siblings can be annoying. I was the one that was annoying a lot. So he'll play a song. I'm like, man, I don't want to listen to this song. And I turned the song off. He said, real quick. I said, nah, I don't want to listen to this song. So you shouldn't make me listen to this song. So he turned it back on. I said, nah, you got me. I don't want to listen to this. Excuse me. I don't want to listen to this. So I turned it back off. He said, real, I'm telling you again, stop. I said, you ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. So he turned it back on. I'm like, okay. A couple seconds played, and I turned it off. He said, real, okay. He said, okay. He said, okay. I said, you ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. He said, okay. So I turned it off. And the last time I turned the radio off, he looked at me, he balled his fist up, and he swung. And when he swung, he broke my tooth. I said, oh! Maybe I should have listened. You see, many times in life, we have to get hit to know we should have listened the first time. But it's getting hit that helps us learn that it's okay to listen. I had to be okay with learning because I had to learn how to listen. Even though I have two siblings and I can be annoying and they can be annoying and we can be annoying, sometimes you just have to be willing to listen. When you change the way you pay, you have to listen to what you're paying for. Because as you're listening to what you're paying for, it will show that it will put you in a better situation. It will guide your path, because as you're paying for money or with money or with time or with energy. It's for a particular reason. It's for a particular reason. I saw this video with Earl Nightingale. In the video, he speaks about paying the price. But in his book, he referenced books. He say, read the books that you need to read. Go to the conferences you need to go to. Go to the places that you need to visit. Because at some point, the price is going to be too much, too overwhelming for you to handle. And eventually, you will have to force yourself to pay it. He said, you don't stop developing when you start developing. In fact, when you start developing, you really open your mind up even more. I said, ooh, that's good. Earl Nightingale got it because he understood the power of personal development. And now he was teaching others. I think he passed away a long time ago. But he's teaching others how to develop within themselves. He's showing the possibility of what's possible when you put your mind to a particular thing. When you put your focus on a particular subject. When you put your time into changing. You see, you can only change when you want to change. Because in life, changing comes with a price. See, when we went to the gas station, I remember we went to the grocery store and I had $5. But I wanted to get some chips. So I got some chips and I gave her the $5. Once I gave her the $5, she gave me change back and said, here you go. Thank you. So if I went in the store with the $5, but I got change back, that means I need to change. You see, many times in life, you just have to be willing to change because there's a sign that you have to accept. There's a sign waiting for you that's right in front of you that you are constantly passing. It's kind of like a billboard that you have to drive by. And the more you drive by this particular place, you see the same exact sign. And then when you see the same exact sign, you do nothing with it. See, when you get change back, you have to be willing to change for your future. Because it comes from how you are changing for yourself. You see, the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to pay the price and you have to learn the price. Learn the price. Learn the price that you have to pay because everything is different. When I had a 2013 BMW and it had problems, the price was completely different than a 2013 Nissan Altima or a 2016 Nissan Altima. It was completely different because one was a foreign, one was not a foreign. But what I've learned is that when you are paying for something, you're paying to get better. You are paying to get better. I remember my 11th grade year, I went to this training facility called D1 Training Athletes. So when I went to this training facility, not only did I go to this training facility, I trained, I practiced, I worked out extremely hard. I wanted to be better. So me working out at football at my school, just at football practice, I had to change because I had to work out even harder. I had to improve because I need to work on the skills that I didn't really have like that. And so I go to this training facility called the D1 Training Athletes. And as I go to this training facility, they are working out in different ways that I wasn't expecting. They are pushing the athletes to really be better. And I remember this one time, this one exercise that we had to do, we had to push the sled. Like we had to put weight on top of the sled and we had to push it. And see, as we was pushing it, they said, don't use your back. Because if you use your back, you can pull your back. He said, drive your legs and move this sled. So that's what I did. I got in position. I had the bars. And I drove my feet because a coach said to drive my feet. Just because I wanted to change, I have to be willing to do the work that the coach told me to do. When you are willing to change, you have to be willing to do the work that the coach is telling you to do. Because many times in life, the price that you're paying is that you have to change the way you think about yourself. The price that you're paying is growing into your better version of yourself. Because you're personally developing, you're able to see that you can do it. You see, why this matters, why this is important, because when I went to the D1 training facility, because I wanted to be better, I wanted to improve, I had to do it their way. I couldn't do it my way because their way was their way. I was in their facility. I was in their building. So I had to learn their ways. When you are changing for yourself, you have to know that you are improving yourself. You have to know that you are growing within yourself. Life happens for you because you have decided to change for yourself. There's an old saying that says, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. But what does that actually mean? It means that whatever you go through, whatever you experience, whatever you overcome, it's not happening to you because you are the one going through it. It's happening for you because you are preparing to be stronger. And I'm like, ooh. Okay. Okay. Nicely put. You are preparing to handle it because you are the one that's going through it. You can't be better if you don't go through nothing. You can't pay the price if you don't know what you are paying. You can't pay the price if you haven't learned what it would take for you to be great. You see, to be great, you have to challenge yourself. To be great, you have to inspire yourself. To be great, you have to change what you are thinking and be around others that can help change and alter your mind. To develop personally takes a decision. But to develop in a lifetime, take action. You can only develop within yourself when you personally make a decision for yourself. How do you get better if you don't know what better is? How do you improve if you haven't improved for yourself? You see, life is an opportunity because every day you have a chance to be great. Every day you have a chance to be great. I remember this one movie. It was called Remember the Titans. And in this movie, Denzel Washington was playing the head coach. And I can't remember the other players that was in it. But Denzel Washington, he was the head coach of the football organization. And in this movie, it was a segregated movie. And in this movie, black and white couldn't get along together. And they couldn't get along together. So when Denzel Washington came, he demanded change. He demanded respect for one another. And he demanded a team. And so when he got there, he's like, okay, let me spot everything around. He was able to spot the people who had influence or was the leaders or was the captains because those are the ones who spoke up the most. And so he's watching the players. He's watching how the players interact with one another. And he was like, okay, when we go to the camping, to the training camp, I'm going to switch it up. So that's exactly what he did. He switched it up. So he said, if you're on defense, you're on this bus. If you're on offense, you're on this bus. What offense and defense is, they move the ball to score. Defense is, they stop the ball. If you're on offense, get on this bus. If you're on defense, get on that bus. But you're going to get with a roommate that you don't know nothing about. You're gonna be in a room with the roommate that you have nothing in common with. Because what happens is that you have to force to be good. You have to force to learn each other. You have to force to play as a team. So Denzel Washington knew while going into training camp that I'm going to switch things up. Because y'all think y'all too comfortable. Y'all can have it your way. Now, I'm the coach. You can have it my way. So that's what happened. The training camp, the team had it Denzel Washington's way. What happened in this movie, Remember the Titans, is that the head coach brought order to the team because it was able to play together. When you have order for your change, now you have steps to follow because you are getting better. And you can only get better when you decide to make a decision for yourself. And it shows, life shows that you are, that you have something to work towards. You have something to improve. You have something to be inspired for. And as you're inspired by something, know that this something came from you learning the price. It costs a lot not to learn. And it also costs even more to learn it. Because it is something that can change your life. It is something that can position you differently. It is something that's going to always be there for you. There's this movie called Waterboy. And in this movie, ironically enough, the water boy was a mama's boy. And everything that his mama said, his mama was always right. His mama was always right because his mama wanted the best for him. So in the movie Waterboy, he wanted to play football, but his mama said that that's the devil's game. That's the devil's game, so I don't want you playing that game. But he was like, Mama, I want to play. Mama, I want to play. But his mama said, you can't play. And so he dressed up as the water boy. And one day, the team was bullying him. And he got enough of it. And when he had the water, and the team kept knocking the water down, kept knocking him over, kept bullying him, he got tired of it. And he stood up for himself. You see, when he stood up for himself, he was the water boy pouring the water. But in order for him to stand up for himself, he had to get on the field. You see, when you change and learn the price, you have to get on the field to learn that you can do it. So he went from being a water boy to playing on the team. And when he played on the team, he made a difference for the team because the team recognized that he had passion. You have to have passion for your change because your change is something that happens in you. When you pay the price, you identify the payment. You identify the form of payment. Is it cash? Is it credit? Is it change? Is it credit card? Is it time? And is it effort? Recognize the form of payment. Because when you recognize the form of payment, you change the way you pay because you have to change yourself first. And once you change yourself first, now you have to learn the price. Because once you learn the price, you identify the price. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit the subscribe button and leave in the comments your biggest takeaway on how you're going to start paying the price for yourself so you can start accomplishing your dreams for yourself. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all next time.